Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 10, Shatakaharya Mahabhakash, Leela of Mahaprabhu, chapter 10, Navindas Thakur is giving a summary of the interaction between Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Haridas was saying he was very fallen and lowly, and didn't deserve to receive any benediction or blessing from the Lord. Lord Garanga was offering him such. He said, I'm not qualified. I'm only qualified. If you want to give me a blessing, give me the blessing that I can take birth and somehow eat the remnants, Vaishnava Chishta. Eat the remnants of the Vaishnavas, what they've already eaten. Bhakti Padajal, Bhakti Chishta, Ti Mahabhav. Then he Haridas chastised himself. He said, what is this? I don't even deserve that. And I'm asking to eat the remnants. This is implying that I'm getting human birth. I don't even qualify for that. Actually, Vaishnava Kukur. Raka Bhaktagari. Raka Bhaktagari. Vaishnava. Tamura Vaishnava. I just want to take birth as a Kukur. Vaishnava Kukur. A dog in the house of Vaishnava. And I will serve there. Raka Bhaktagari. I will be the guardian of that house, the Bhaktagar, the house of the devotee. That's all I want. Forget about asking to get Mahaprasad, the remnants of the Vaishnava. So then he was saying all these things, how he has no surrender. And Haridas Thakur, he speaks a lot of philosophy here in chapter 10. He said, Mahaprabhu, what are the qualities of devotees that receive your mercy? Well, one of their qualities is that Akanda Smarana Dharma. Akanda Smarana Dharma. Their religion or Dharma is that they remember you moment to moment. Akanda. Akanda Kirtan. Kirtan Mandali. Krishna Bhavan Kirtan Mandali. Akanda Kirtan. He's no break. Chobis Ganta Kirtan. So it's Akanda Smarana Dharma. This is religion of the Vaishnavas. And he cited the example of Panch Pandavas and Kunti and Pralad Maharaj. How they were so much perfect in remembering you. Well, this is the real religion. This is real religion. Not only at the end, Ante Narayana Smriti. Of course, the Vedanta Sutra is telling us, Ante Narayana Smriti. Well, if we don't remember at all, at least at the last moment, we should try to remember. Ante, at the end of this body. Yam Yam Bhavi Smaran Bhavam Yajit Yanti Kalivaram. Which says in the dying chapter, chapter 8 of Gita, that Yam Yam Bhakti Smaran Bhavam Tyajit Yanti Kalivaram Smaran Bhavam. At the end of this body, we should try to remember Krishna, which is impossible unless we remember him in the beginning of this body. Kumara Acharat Pragil Dharman Bhagavatamya. As Prahlad Maharaj is telling in Satama Skanda, that Kumara Acharat Pragil Dharman Bhagavatamya. That from the beginning of this body, Kumara, the age of 5, 3, 4, 5, we should remember Krishna. Yovanam, Komaram Yovanam Jara. When we're a young boy or old man, Yovanam or a Jara, a youth or an old man, we should remember Krishna. Otherwise, we have to change our bodies. Komaram Yovanam Jara, Tata De Antara Pratir, Dira Tata Namuvita. So, if you're always remembering Krishna, then we won't be bewildered at the time of death. At the end, Ante Narayana Smriti. Narayan! Jamil, Narayan, Narayan. When it rests on the water, Ayan, sleeping, resting, Nara, Jal. So, he was citing, Haridas was citing these examples of great devotees. What is their greatness? Their greatness is Akanda Smarana Dharma. That they always remember the Lord moment to moment to moment. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, waking, sleeping, always remember. Oh my Lord, I never remember you. I'm not qualified. And then Lord Chaitanya heard all that. He said, actually, that's very nice. I appreciate your sentiments. But the fact is, Haridas, you are so purified. You are much more than me. And if the demigods simply see you, they'll become purified. If the demigods can eat your remnants, they will get make advancement spiritually. And you can bless the whole world. You're so great. So then, kind of concluding this episode between Haridas and Mahaprabhu, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Vedavyas, he speaks here in text 111. Pralada yehina daitya kapi hanuman e mataharidasa nicha jatinam. He was making some comparisons here because the Haridas, he was born Yavana. Even the Vrindavan Das Thakur, even he addresses him like that. It's interesting as a progression. He says, Yavana Haridas. This is text 101. Etara Praman Yavana Haridas. Yavana Haridas. So he was born in a Yavana family, Muslim family. But then he's saying one verse, Yavana Haridas. And later he starts saying, Mahabhagavat Haridas, Mahabhakta Haridas, Mahabhakta Haridas Thakur Jai. And that's in text 105. But he went from Yavana Haridas to Mahabhakta Haridas. And Haridas is Sanarane Sarvapakakshai. If you remember, simply remember Haridas, you'll get free from all your sins. Then he says, Haridas is a Mahabhagavat. He's a Chaitanya Gosti Sanghe. He loves, he enjoys the eternal pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Brahma and Shiva desire to associate with Haridas. They desire to touch his body. So Haridas, although thinking himself so fallen in the Muslim birth, is actually so exalted because of his pure devotion. As Prahlad was born in the demon family and Hanuman was born in the monkey family, Haridas is born in a quote low-class family, non-Hindu. Yet he's classified, Haridas is called Mahabhagavat. Haridasa kande kande murari srihar asiya tambula kaya prabhu vishambar. As Haridas, Murari, and Sridhar cried, Vishambhar smiled and ate betel nuts. This is a small review. We actually covered these few verses. So these three personalities, last of course being Haridas. Firstly, Sridhar, then Murari, then Haridas. Interacted with the Lord in this chapter 10 of Madhyakanda, Chaitanya Bhagavat. And he revealed many intimate exchanges where Lord Chaitanya came to save them and protect them by becoming a boatman for Sridhar, and like this, and becoming Ram for Murari, and becoming a shield for the back of Haridas. We were giving a class in Delhi saying that the Lord, as a devotee, will offer his Kayo Manavakya, he offers his body, mind, and words in the service of Bhagavan. Well, Krishna offers his Kayo Manavakya and Bhakti Seva. In the service of his devotees, Krishna offers his very body. He offers his words, he glorifies the devotees. When Lord Chaitanya is glorifying the devotees, it appears that Vrindavan Das Thakur says it appears that he has 1,000 mouths. He's so eager. He's so eager and excited about glorifying the devotees. So this is a, if anyone ever engages in this way, he finds out that it's wonderful to try to glorify the devotees. Genuinely and honestly for their devotional accomplishments or their receiving of mercy from that, the acharya, or their own acharya. Like yesterday we were discussing about Bhakti Chatur Swami when we gave introductions. Guru of your wife. So it was a great relish to talk about the glories of the Vaishnavas. But that's only a drop from the ocean of the Vaishnava Mahima. Vaishnava Mahima Sindhu is the ocean of the glories of the Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu is always swimming in that ocean. He's showing. He's the Param Bhakta. Bhakta Avatar. He's showing behavior. Of course, we can't imitate that Sanokaran. But at least we can try to catch up the idea when the time is right. When it's an opportune time to glorify the Vaishnavas, we shouldn't be hesitant. But because of envy, because of pride, then we can't glorify anyone except ourselves. We're always beating our own drum, or else we're quiet, we have nothing to say. So this is a natural outgrowth of bhakti. And bhakti is like a banyan tree. You put a seed in the ground and the banyan tree spreads everywhere. It goes north and south, it takes over, it's like a monster. So bhakti takes over one's heart. So he finds his Lord everywhere in everyone's heart, and he finds goodness everywhere. One who sees love everywhere will be seen with love.
One who sees goodness everywhere will be seen with goodness. It's like this. So, in Haridas' case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his very body in the service of his devotee. Jagat Mishra's son, Vishwambhara Mishra, a high class Brahmin, Digvijaya Pandit, he says, Vrindavanas Thakur says, when Haridas is being beaten in 22 marketplaces with lati, this ganaras lati, sugar cane, some kind of lati, then Lord Chaitanya came from Vaikuntha, you know, in a Vishnu form, obviously, for this type of work. So Lord Chaitanya came, he understood it. Because simply Haridas didn't say, "Oh God, please save me. They're beating my back, it hurts. Oh, help me, God, save me, God, save me." He didn't do anything like that. He was quiet. He was absorbed in Svarna, Akanda Svarna Dharma. He himself was doing what he praised the others for. He was doing what the Pandavas do. He was doing what Prahlad Maharaj did. That's why there's the comparison between, this section very much brings out why Haridas. As our acharyas are telling, which I give this class already, why the acharyas are saying we find a representation of Brahma and Prahlad in Haridas. Not that we find a jiva sitting in his back, piggyback. Haridas is a unique individual, eternal jiva, and he's an eternal associate of the Lord. And Brahma is an eternal associate of the Lord, and Prahlad is an eternal associate of the Lord. And they have their own, they're not all jumbled up in the back pocket of Haridas. It's not that Haridas, not that Prahlad came as Haridas or Brahma came as Haridas. It's not like that. As far as what Bhakti Rakshak Sridharadeva Goswami explained. He says we find some partial representation there, other qualities. And it's very nicely described in chapter 10 for your own perusal. And the same thing is told, and the same point that I gave in class is told in the purport by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Because this is the purport of the previous acharyas. That we find representation. Haridas is Haridas. But because he was beaten and he was absorbed in memory, they were trying to kill him by beating him, but he's remembering the Lord without break. And, oh, is there anybody like that? Well, he was beaten by the people. Oh, yeah. The main one is Prahlad. He was beaten by his father, but he always remembered the Lord. That was his perfection. He attained perfection by Vishnu Smarana. So we find that representation there. And then the idea, and Brahma was so, that Haridas became so advanced that he can purify Brahma. And that is all described here about this Brahma's position. So there's some representation. The mood, the ideas are there, but not. Otherwise, it's very. People give all kinds of convoluted explanations of this. Rai Ramananda's heart, Arjuna. Varganashtipika says. So, because Lord Chaitanya, the indication to Lord Chaitanya, he said that
brothers.
Yeah. Ramananda Roy had five brothers. Bhavananda Roy, Gopinath Padanayaka, Brahmananda, like this. And then this, so when Lord Chaitanya met his father, so you were like the Pandu. You were like the Pandu, these were the five Pandavas. So it's like this. And because there was dialogue between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya, it's called Ramananda Samba, chapter 8 of Madhya Leela, Arjuna was asking Krishna questions. Krishna gave the answers. So now Krishna asks the questions and Arjuna gives the answers. So therefore, Kavi Karnapur said, we find some representation, we can trace out some representation of Arjuna here in terms of Leela Lichar. But in terms of tattva or identity, Ramananda Roy is none other than Vishakasati, eternally. And Arjuna is Arjuna, eternally, in Vaikuntha, and not Singapore. And so this is how we, but sometimes people say, oh, Ramananda Roy is one Srupa, is Arjuna, Sakha, all the many things they say. I don't know where they find what's the word. They find from well, actually, in terms of revealing the Srupas of Mahaprabhu's associates, there are four or five different books telling these things.
Oh.
Every Karnapur is one. In fact, I even saw one book by my friend Kiranath Shobhan, who knows Bengali,
He showed me a book where they were talking about the Parishad's identity, and then they had a column. They had a column, the names of the Parishad's on the left, and then and each of the five major books that tell us their identity on the top. You know, so Gorganesh Deepika and Lord Charitamrita Parichavali, whatever, there's these four major books written by different people. Of course, Kavikarnapur is very prominent. I don't remember the other ones. They were all, these were the acceptable. And there's some difference of opinion. It's a matter of seeing representation. What aspect they're tracing out there. Anyway, this is some, what a little bit I've heard, I'm sure I don't have so much realization on all these things, obviously. Because even the Vedacharyas, great recognized Kodi Vaishnava Acharyas, they say that he so and so, they don't all agree. So who is he? Or is it, or what do they mean by he so and so? And that's why I give this explanation. We find a representation, some of the quality, not that Brahma is there, Brahma is busy. Brahma has his spiritual form in the spiritual world, the prototype. Brahma Samhita says there's a spiritual Brahma in the spiritual world. And he has his form in the material world for the Leela over here. So that's, that keeps him busy, that's enough. And you know, when he enters the Leela as Haridas, they will say something. The Emperor's Gaura Leela as Brahma, disguised as a Brahmana. And the demigods come down and take the form of Brahmanas to go in the Sankirtan party. That's dope. And they come to Mahabhu's house and swing around Lake Sachi when she's pregnant. That's dope. Yes. So, but this is, so now this interaction, now the Lord is sitting there and Nityananda's holding an umbrella over his head, and now he smiles at Advaita. And now he's going to interact with Advaita. So Advaita's going to become center stage. Shuna shuna charya tamari nisha bhage. Bhojana karailami taha mani dhage. Mahabhu said, "Oh Acharyaji, Advaitaji, do you remember how I made you eat one night?" 6.116, chapter 10. Yakana amara nai hayavatar amare anite shama karila apar. Mahabhu said, "Before I incarnated, Advaita, you greatly endeavored to bring me." 117. Gita Shastra Padava Kana Bhakti Matra Bhujate Tamara Vyakya Keva Ache Patra. Mahavir said to Advaita, "Advaita, as you taught Bhagavad Gita, you would explain everything in relation to devotional service. But who was the proper candidate to understand your explanations? Je shlokera arte nahi pao bhakti yoga shlokera na deha dosha chara sarvabhoga." Advaita, if you did not find the devotional meaning of a verse, you would give up all enjoyment and fast rather than find fault with the verse. That's very interesting. As we find this type of reaction oftentimes, devotees and the Lord and devotees and Shastra. And devotees interact with Shastra. Vishnu Chakravarti is also there. Mantra Artha Deepika is one study or essay that Vishnu wrote on the Kama Gayatri. And he became somewhat confused because he read in Chaitanya Charitamrita that there's 24 and a half syllables on the body of the Lord. His body, different parts of his body represent the 24 and a half syllables of the Kama Gayatri, and he couldn't find that half syllable. So then he decided, "I will fast till death. Either Radharani reveals this or Krishna, or I give up my life." So he's fasting, and then Radharani came in his dream and said, actually, Krishna's Kaviraj has consulted an ancient scripture called Bhag Samhita or something. Bhag, of course, means Saraswati, Bhagishwari. Saraswati is known as Bhagishwari. Bhag means speech, and she's the queen or the mistress of speech, the empress of speech, speaking ability, Saraswati. Saraswati Maharani ki. So there, if you look in that book, Bhag Samhita or something like this, You will find explanation as 24 and a half syllables. And that half syllable actually refers to me, Radharani, something like this. So then he woke and he was relieved that, oh, Krishna's Kaviraj, he must have been aware of this ancient out-of-print Shastra, which I had never seen or heard about. And driving that as his Praman, he has described this body of Kamadev, Gopinath, in this fashion, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, it seems that devotees, they have, of course, this is the boundary, you can say the beginning point of bhakti. Bhakti begins with Shraddha. Ado Shraddha Tata Sarasanga. What is that Shraddha? What is that beginning Shraddha? Beginning Shraddha is Shastriya Shraddha. To have faith in Shastra. If there's no faith in Shastra, then there's no faith in devotees. Because Shastra describes the Vaishnava Mahima, glories of the devotees. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is the glorious interactions and dealings of Bhagavan and devotees. So if you don't believe the Shastra, then you won't believe in the exchanges. You won't believe in the Bhaktivatsalya nature of the Lord. You won't believe in the Bhaktas, their glories, their greatness, their power to attract the Lord, the Bhakti Karshani, how they attract the Lord by their pure devotion, how they control the Lord. Krishna becomes Vasibhut. Vasibhut, he becomes controlled by the pure devotion of the devotees. It all seems like imagination to come forward. The Vaishnava, the Lako. So this is the beginning, is believing in Shastra. So that should be very firm. And any serious devotee wants to go forward, you should have very firm faith in Shastra, the truth of the Shastra, the validity of the Shastra, the authority of the Shastra, the correctness of the Shastra, the perfection of the Shastra. So one verse in Bhagavatam, first canto, says that Srimad Bhagavatam is all perfect, all good. And something is all perfect, all good, and all successful. Something like this. So one has to, when one reads that, one might say, oh, really? It's all perfect, all good, all successful? I don't know if I can accept that. And when you get to the fifth canto, it talks about the planetary systems and where the planets are. The moon is further than the sun planet. Whatever, all these different considerations which go against our scientific upbringing. Then we have doubts, samshay. And then we say, oh, this is mythology. Shastra's mythology. So, Advaitacharya, where Chaitanya is pointing out some pastime here, that he was aware of, because all this is about, it's called Mahaprakash, Shataprahariya Mahaprakash Lila. Shataprahariya, Shataprahara, Prahara means 2.5 hours, so it's, or 3 hours sometimes it's said. They round it out, so Shata means 7. So it's 21 hours of ecstasy in Srivas Thakur's house, where Chaitanya is sitting on the Singhasan. One side, he's sitting in the middle. One side is a deity, 3 or 4 foot deity of Narayan, another side Lakshmi. And he's sitting in front of them at their feet. He cross-legged and sometimes extends his legs. And he's in the mood of Narayan, Vaikunthanath, calling out to devotees. Remember, I came as a boatman and say, Sridhar, you were running from the Muslims. They're going to convert you to a Muslim. They're going to burn down your house and rape your wife and ruin your family. And you came at 1 o'clock to the boat, to the boating ghat at the Ganga, and all the boatmen, of course, sleeping. Out of nowhere, a boatman came and carried you across to safety because you can't run across the Ganga and your horses. There's no bridges and no boats to carry a cavalry full of marauding Muslims across the Ganga that we all washed away. So I ferried you to safety. That was me! Mahaprabhu! Your Balaba, your Pranath. My Lord, that was you. Oh! I never, because he never told. Srivas Thakur didn't tell anyone about it. It was a very secret thing. And that was the Lord. The Lord is always there. Konteya Pratijani Name Bhakti Pranashati. So here, in this incident, where he had his Vaishnava Raja Sabha in Navadvip. And he had one branch, he had one Sabha in Shandipur and one Sabha in Mayapur. Very near the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's the small residential house of Advaitacharya. I mean, his main house, his ancestral home was in Shantipur, about 40 kilometers south. So he would go back and forth between Mayapur and Shantipur. And when he would live there, being an Acharya and a Brahmin, he would collect a group of pious religious Vaishnavas and they would discuss Shastra, Shastra Vichara. Satam Prasangam Mamavirya Sangha. And Haridas, he joined that Sangha. Sometimes they say that Haridas was initiated by the Acharya, but there's no real strong evidence for that. Although I think maybe in the Advaita Prakash, may mention something like that. I'm not sure. Some people say that, but it's not clear who this guru was, as far as I know. But anyway, he was part of that Sangha, and he was regularly associating with Advaita and getting lots of kripa and mercy from him. So Advaita was deeply ensconced in the Shastra, and Lord Chaitanya could see his sincerity. Rather than doubting the Shastra, because his faith, Advaitacharya's faith in Shastra was so firm, and so strong, and unshakable, unyielding, that if he was studying Shastra and Advaita came to an impasse which he couldn't understand, some fine point of Shastra, some technicality or some tattva, then rather than finding fault with the verse, oh, there's just something wrong here, he would say, no, the fault is with me. It's my lack of perception. I can't understand what's being said, or Vedavyas or these great rishis, what they're teaching here, I can't quite understand it. The fault lies with me. Which is very unusual. Very, very unusual. The general tendency of every human being is that the fault lies with you. I'm right, and you are wrong. I'm right, my perception is right, and the book is wrong. This book is wrong. This book doesn't agree with my science book. This Bible account is wrong.
General tendency.
So what he would do, he would just fast. He started fasting. Chada sarvaboga. Sarvaboga, all enjoyment, all eating. He would just give up chora. And Lord Chaitanya was well aware of that. Dukha pai shuti paka kari upavas tabayami tomastani hai parakash. Mahaprabhu said, Advaita, being very distressed, very unhappy, you would go to sleep at night without eating. I then manifested myself before you. Ami tamastani, I parakash. Parakash in Bengali means prakash, manifested. Tumari upase muni, mano upavas, tumi more, jedeya se moragas. Advaita, I consider your fasting as my fasting. Whatever you offer me, that is what I eat. Tilarda tamara dukha ami nahi sahi swapne asi tamara sahi tarkata kai. Advaita, I cannot tolerate when you feel even the slightest distress. Therefore I appeared in your dream and I spoke to you. Uta ucharja shlokera artashuna e arta e bhat anish sandeha jana. Rise, rise, O Acharyaji. Hear the meaning of this verse. Know for certain that what I am telling you is the real meaning of this verse. Utiya bhojanakara nakara upava upas tomara lagiyami kariva prakash. Get up and eat. Do not fast. Because of you, I will descend to the material world. Santoshe utiya tumi karaha bhojan amivali tumi jaina manaha swapan. Advaita, you got up from your dream and then they ate in satisfaction. Santosh bhojan. Although I spoke to you directly, you thought it was a dream. It was direct speech. You thought it was manaha swapan. Sapan. Emata JJ Pate Dvida Dvida Hai Sapanera Kata Prabhu Pratyaksha Kahai. Navnas Thakur says, in this way, whenever some doubt arose during Advaita's recitation, the Lord would directly speak to Advaita in his dream. That's very wonderful. Have such a direct connection. go to sleep and solve all your problems. Sleep off your problems. You have some doubt, you have some questions, then sleep it off. Take two cups of sweet rice. The doctor says take two pills, sleeping pills, sedatives. Take two cups of sweet rice and sleep off your problem. I'm sure you'll get some answer in the dream, if you can remember your dream. So that starts with these tikka. Whenever Dvaita Prabhu's recitation of Bhagavad Gita created doubts in the minds of ordinary people and obstacles in extracting meanings favorable to bhakti, Dvaita heard the actual purport from Mahaprabhu during his sleep. Jata ratri svapnahai vedine jeshane jata shloka savaprabhu kahila apane. Mahaprabhu reminded Dvaita about all those dreams, days, moments, and verses. Danya danya Dvaitara bhaktira mahima bhakti shakti ki baliva etara sima. Glories of Dvaita's devotional service, bhakti mahima, are most wonderful. How can I describe the extent of his devotional prowess? Bhakti shakti sima. Sima means the limits. The extent. What is the extent of his influence and power of his bhakti? Bhakti shakti baliva. The power of devotional. Bhakti shakti baliva. Etara sima. What is the extent, the length and breadth? It's immeasurable, unbounded. His tears, his crying, his puja called down Radha and Krishna. They stop their lila, their Madhurya lila, and begin their Audarya lila. Compress their Madhurya lila to such an extent. Two became compressed to such an extent that two became one. And when the two became one, they compressed and then they expressed. They compressed all their bhava and kanti, and they expressed it all through Mahaprabhu. Contraction and expansion. Prabhubale sarvapat kahilata maru ekapata naikai aji kahitore sampradayanu rode save mandapore sarvata pani padam tat Sarvatak paniparam tat e patamare ajetore satya kahi chariya kapat sarvatra paniparam tate satya pat sarvatak paniparam tat sarvatak shishinurumukam sarvatak shukimaloke sarvam avritya tishtati patiguta patami kahi latamare tamabai pachakeva achi kahi vare. So Mahaprabhu now is speaking to Dvaita, and he's reminding Dvaita about a time when Dvaita had some confusion about a verse from, it's quoted in Bhagavad Gita, and also in Shweta Svata Upanishad, describing about Paramatma, Krishna's all-pervading form. But Dvaita, although I explained all the verses to you, I did not explain one, which I will now explain to you. According to their respective sampradayas, people give wrong interpretations. The actual meaning of the verse is not sarvatat panipadam tat. Today, I tell you without any pretension the actual meaning of the verse, sarvatra panipadam tat. This is the meaning. Everywhere are Krishna's hands and legs, his eyes and heads and faces, and his ears everywhere. In this way the super soul exists, pervading everything. I have thus explained the confidential purport of this verse of Dvaita, but other than you, who can understand it? No one knows. Chaitanyara Gupta Shishya Acharya Gosai Chaitanyara Sarva Vakya Acharya Gosai, Dvaitacharya, was a secret disciple of Lord Chaitanya. A Gupta Shishya. We have Gupta Shatru. Gupta Shatru means hidden enemies. And in front they say, hello, Sir, how are you? And backside of the Prabhupada said, terrible things I said. Gupta Shatra. Gupta Shishya. Chaitanya Gupta Shishya. That's like some people misrumor Gupta Shishya. Hidden disciples, secret disciples. Unknown. Advaita understood all of Lord Chaitanya's confidential explanation. Sarva Bhakya. Shuniya Acharya Prini Kandite Lagila Vaya Manera Kata Mahanande Vola. After hearing Mahaprabhu's explanation, Advaitacharya began to cry in ecstatic love. Preme Kandite Lagila. Hearing the topics that he desired to hear, Advaita forgot himself in ecstasy. Mahananda Bola. Bola forgot. Mahanande. Now we have to hear the reply from Advaita. Advaita Malaye Ara Kibalive Muni E Mora Mahatwa Je Mora Natakuni. My Lord, what more can I say? I am glorious to have you as my Nath, my Master. Vrindavanas Thakur says, Anande Vivala Hoyla Acharya Kosai Prabhura Prakasha Dehi Umbaya Kichunani. Acharya Kosai became overwhelmed in ecstasy, Anand Vivala, and completely forgot himself on seeing the Lord's manifestation. Mahaprakash, Aishwarya. Esava kataya jaranahika pratita adapat ayatara janiha nishita. Know for certain that anyone who does not believe these topics goes to Mahabhagavate Bhuje Advaitara Vakya Apane Chaitanya Jara Karela Shuksha. A Mahabhagavat can understand the explanation of Advaita, who is personally taught by Lord Chaitanya. Vede Jena Nana Mata Karaya Katan Emata Acharyara Durgeya Vachana. As the Vedas have various opinions, the statements of Advaitacharya are very difficult to understand. Advaitara Vakya Puji Bhara Shaktikar Janiha Ishvara Sange Veda Nahijar. Who can understand the statements of Advaita? Know for certain that he is not indifferent from the Supreme Lord. Ishvara Sange Veda Nahijar. Veda, there's no difference. Associating with Ishvara Sange, Janiha. You should understand that you're associating with Advaita, you're associating with the Supreme, with Advaitacharya, Mahavishnu, the Supreme Lord God. Sharat Tera Megajena Parabhagde Varsh Savachana Kari Vishti. The autumn clouds do not pour rain everywhere, but they only rain on some fortunate places. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur introduces a quotation from the 10th canto of Bhagavatam about the rainy season. Analogy of the rainy season described in the 10th canto. Giriyo mumuchusto yam kachinna mumuchu shivam jata jnanam ritam kale ganino dadate nava. During the autumn season, the mountains sometimes release their pure water, and sometimes they do not. Just as experts in transcendental science sometimes give the nectar of transcendental knowledge and sometimes they don't. Because devotees are not forced to speak. Oh, I've come here, you please speak. Okay. tomorrow.
I know I came from Russia all the way. I'm tired. I don't feel well.
It's not a machine. It's not a mechanical arrangement. The rain clouds are moving, blowing here and there in the sky. They don't rain everywhere. Now it rains in Basanti Gram. Basanti Gram is 2 kilometers from Morocco. People come here in the classes in the Kartik, they come in rickshaws, and they're soaking up when they get here. And everything's dry and hot over here. How do you know you're wet? When I talked to Vrindavan, they said it wasn't raining in Vrindavan. No, we got on the rickshaw, was not raining. Vrindavan, Ramaniti. I came, we got to Basanti Gram, it had heavy rain. It splashed all everywhere in the rickshaw. So, 2 kilometers away, we got a rain down. That's like this. Clouds have their, they rain selectively. So, in the same way, the givers of transcendental knowledge, they're selective. They speak when they feel inspired. Vimata advaitara kichu doshanani bhagya 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 bhuji vakya kare seitani. Advaitacharya has no fault. People understand his explanations according to their own piety and impiety. Chaitanya charana seva advaitara kada ihate pramanasava vaishnava samadha. The only engagement of the Advaita is to serve the lotus feet of Chaitanya. Chaitanya charana seva. It's nice. Let that be our only engagement. Chaitanya charana seva. Serving the lotus feet of the Lord. The activities of Vaishnav societies are evidence of this fact. Praman, Sava Vaishnav Samaj. Sarva Bhagavat Tera Vachana Anadari Advaitara Sevakari Nahi Priyankari. If one disregards the statements of exalted personalities while serving Advaita, his service will not be pleasing to the Lord. Chaitanyete Maha Maha Ishvara Buddhijar Sei Advaita Bhakta Advaita Tahana. Anyone who accepts Lord Chaitanya as the supreme controller of all controllers is an actual devotee of Advaita, and Advaita belongs to him. Sarva Prabhu Gora Chandra Mihya Jena Lai Akshaya Advaita Seva Vyarta Tarahaya. The inexhaustible service, Akshay, Advaita Seva, no end, imperishable results. Akshay, Seva. The inexhaustible service of Advaita is useless for one who does not accept, quote, Gaura Chandra is the Lord of all. Sarva Prabhu Gaura Chandra, Nalaya. If you don't accept this, then you're doomed. Sarva Prabhu Gaura Chandra,
Gaura.
Prem Seva Ho, Gaura Chandra,
Gaura.
Prem Seva Ho,
Gaura Chandra,
Prem Seva Ho,
Gaura Chandra.
Now here's someone who doesn't accept Gaura Chandra and his other forms. Shirach Chedi Bhakti Jena Kare Dashanan Namanaye Raghunath Shivera Karan. The ten-headed Ravan worshipped Shiva with devotion and disrespected Ramachandra. As a result, his heads were severed from his body. One by one. Antar Chadila Shiva Se na jane iha Seva Vyakta Haila Vaila Savam She Puriya. Ravana did not know that Shiva rejected him from his heart. Therefore, Ravana's service to Shiva was fruitless. And as a result, he was burned to death along with his family after his death on the battlefield. He was smoked up. Cremated. Balamanda Shiva Kichu Bhangiya Nakai Jara Buditake Se Chitte Bhutilai. Lord Shiva does not reveal what is good and bad for someone, but one who has intelligence can understand. So of course, Why are they talking about, why is Vrindavan Das Thakur talking about Lord Shiva? Because the way to Charya is Sadashiva. Dema tadvaitara chitta nabhujiya bolaya advaita bhakta chaitanya nindiya. This way people blaspheme Chaitanya while claiming to be quote devotees of Advaita without understanding Advaita's heart. Nabale advaita kichu swabhava karan nadare vaishnava vakya maribhalaman. Due to his nature, Advaita does not say anything, but one who does not accept the statements of the Vaishnavas is certainly vanquished. Nadari Vaishnavakya. If you do not hold the Vaishnavakya, Nadari, then Mare Bhala Mane. Mare. No Dari, then Mare. Nadari Vaishnavakya. You don't want the Dari, no Nadari. You don't want to hold the words of the Vaishnava and cherish them as true and powerful and meaningful and worthy of worship and surrender, then Mare Bhala Mane. You will be vanquished. Mare. Jahara Prasade Advaitara Sarasiddhi Hina Chaitanyara Kichu Najana Yeshudi. Such a person does not know the glories of Lord Chaitanya, by whose mercy Advaita is all perfection. Sarasiddhi Mora. Lalamacha, Lalamacha, Sarasiddhi Mora. Iha bali tehi aise dana mari bare aho maya balavati ki bali vekare. As soon as we declare this, people rush up to beat us. Alas, how powerful the illusory energy is. What can we say to them? Bhakta Raja Alankar Iha nahi jane Advaitara Prabhu Gora Chandra Nayamani. They do not know that Advaita Prabhu is the ornament and king of the devotees. Bhaktaraj Alankar. Bhaktaraj. A Bhaktaraj, king of the devotees, Alankar, the ornament. They do not accept Gora Chandra as the lord of Advaita. Because there's a group of people that accept Advaita, but not Lord Chaitanya. That's discussed in the purports, as is the background. 500 years ago, this was important. And nowadays, we can't relate so much. At least in Bengal, in the Melu, which Vrindavan Das Thakur was writing about 450 years ago, there was so many people that, because they kind of accepted Advaita with Shiva, very much did so many miracles also. He even showed himself as Shiva. He accepted he was something special, Shiva, Vishnu, etc. Lord Chaitanya is Nimai Pandit, some Pandit, some Ram. So they relativize him. So Siddhanta Saraswati says that Sri Chaitanya Dev is the most enchanting, supreme personality of Godhead. Sri Advaita Prabhu is like Chaitanya's ornament. Without understanding this, the blaspheme of Mahaprabhu by accepting Advaita Prabhu as Shamasundar and Sri Gaurasundar as subordinate to Advaita Prabhu that was spread among those who are known as Advaita's followers is certainly far away from the kingdom of devotional service. So apparently this group, which Siddhanta Saraswati mentioned in the purport, is the same group that's being addressed in these verses of chapter 10 by Vrindavan Das Thakur. They say that Advaita is in a supreme position. Advaita is Advaita. He's non-different. Advaita. He's not different from Shamsundar Bhagavan, Swami Bhagavan Shamsundar. And that this Lord Chaitanya is just an ornament. He's a worshipper. He's a bhakta. Bhakta avatar. He's a great bhakta of Shamsundar. They're propagating this, but this is not the fact. Purvijaya kyana hoyla se satya hai tahate pratityachara nahita raksha. Whatever I have described so far is true. Anyone who does not believe these statements will be vanquished, destroyed, killed. Jata jata shunata yateka padhani chaitanyara seva haite arakichunai. What glories, whatever glories you hear about the devotees are all due to their service to Lord Chaitanya. One's greatness is determined by how much he is engaged in the service of Lord Chaitanya. The degree of attachment one has for the service of Lord Chaitanya determines one's higher or lower status. Nityananda Mahaprabhu Jare Kripa Kari Jaradena Bhagya Bhakti Bhakti Se Adare. According to one's fortune, Nityananda Mahaprabhu award mercy. Then one engages in devotional service with faith. So we have to be fortunate. We have Bhagya. Nityananda, they will give us some blessings. Aharanisha Laogai Thakur Nityananda Balahai Sabamara Prabhu Gaurachandra. Day and night, Lord Aharanisha, Lord Nityananda instructed everyone, oh brothers, everyone listen, say, Bhala Bhai, Mora Prabhu Gora Chandra, Mora Prabhu Gora Chandra, Bola, Mora Prabhu Gora Chandra, Mora Prabhu Gora Chandra, Mora Prabhu Gora Chandra. Tell everybody, listen, my master is Gora Chandra, Mora Prabhu, my master, my lord, my controller. He's Gora Chandra. Chaitanya Smaranakari Acharya Gosai Nirabari Khandeyara Kichu Smriti Nai. Remembering the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, Acharya Gosai constantly cried and forgot everything else. Nirabari Khandeyara Kichu Smriti Nai. Kichu Smriti, not even a little bit of remembering anything. Children, wife, anything. Iha Deki Chaitanyete Jara Bhakti Nai Tahara Lape Hayat Sukritira Shai. One's piety diminishes by speaking with someone who does not develop devotion for Lord Chaitanya, even after seeing this. Purport. Sri Advaita Prabhu always cries while remembering the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya. He does not think of anything other than Lord Chaitanya. However, by speaking with those who do not have devotion, after hearing such topics, one becomes distracted from bhakti, rather than awakening one's good fortune. Vaishnavagra ghanya budhye jayadvaita gai sehi se Vaishnava janme janme Krishna pai. One who glorifies Advaita as the topmost Vaishnava, as a real Vaishnava, he attains Krishna birth after birth. Shri Advaita Charya Prabhu Ki Jai, Advaita Prabhu Ki Jai. Only those who serve Shri Advaita Prabhu by considering him the greatest of all Vaishnavas are called Vaishnavas. Those who consider Advaita Prabhu as the topmost Vaishnava will attain the opportunity to serve Krishna at rebirth. Advaita Rasehi Se Ekanta Priyatara E Marmana Jane Jata Adam Kinkar. Such a person is most dear to Advaita. His fallen servants do not know this confidential fact. Apparently there are some servants or devotees of Advaita that are not clear about the actual existential position of Advaita. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is addressing those people. Saying that Adam Kinkar, they marmana jani. They don't understand the actual identity of Advaita. As the greatest Vaishnava, the greatest devoted Lord. Vaishnava Anam, Vitash Shambhu. So Shambhu is the greatest devotee of Vishnu. And we find this Vaita Charya that says Sada Shiva coming. So that Shiva is the greatest devotee, but they think, oh no, there's a great thing of God. He's not a Vaishnava, the devotee of the Lord. He himself is the Lord. So this is a misconception. Says it's Adama Kinkar. These are Kinkar, they're servants, but Adam, they don't have any place, they're fallen. Sabara Ishvara Prabhu Goranga Sundar Ekataya Advaitara Priti Bhavutar. Lord Gora Sundar is the controller of everyone. Sab Ishvara Prabhu. Everyone's Ishvara is not Advaitacharya, but it's Goranga Sundar. This statement is very dear to Advaita. Advaitara Sri Mukara Esa Kalakata Yate Sandeya Kichu Nakara Savata. Sarvatam.
All these statements emanated from Advaita's own mouth. So one should never have any doubt in this regard. Advaitare Bhavaya Pitara Satyapat Vishambara Lukaila Bhaktira Kapat. After explaining the actual purport of the Bhagavad Gita verse to Advaita, Vishambara hid the door of devotional service. Lukaila Bhakti.
Shri Bhuja Tulya Bali Prabhu Vishambar Sale More Deka Maga Dara Devar Anandita Haila Sale Prabhu Rabachan Dara Jecha Mage Tahara Karan Advaita Balaya Prabhu More Bar Amurka Nicha Patitere Anagrahaka.
Vishambar raised his arms and said, "Everyone look at me and ask for any benediction you desire." Hearing the Lord's words, everyone became jubilant and asked for a benediction according to their desire. Advaita said, "My Lord, my desire is that you bestow mercy on the foolish, wretched, and fallen persons. Murka nicha patitera anugrahakar. Anugrahakar. Give your anugraha, your mercy, your blessing, your kindness to the murka, the fools, nicha, the low caste, downcast, pati, the fallen." And this, who are these? These are the murkas, they're devoid of learning. And the aristocratic and the wealthy, they're actually the fallen ones. These are more, the aristocracy, aristocratic birth and wealth keep one very far away from God. Kehapale mora bhak na deya asibare tara chitta bhala hoka deya e vare. Someone said, "Mahabhu, my father does not allow me to come to the assembly. Please give me the benediction that his heart may change." Sometimes people have problem with their mother not in the Krishna consciousness, or the father, husband, wife, etc. But here, the same thing was there 500 years ago. "My father doesn't let me come to the ISKCON temple. My father doesn't let me come to the Vaishnava Sabha, Raja Sabha. I wait to this Raja Sabha, this Vaishnava Sangha. I'm not allowed to come. So, oh, Mahabhu, since you're God and since you're giving out all these blessings, please change my father's mind so he allows me to come and associate with devotees." In other words, they're praying to the Lord, "Please do something so my husband does not create obstacles in my path of devotional service." Lord Chaitanya, of course, is sitting on that singhasan in Srivastava's house, having Saksha Darshan with 250 devotees in Srivastava, all of his Antaranga Bhaktas. Sridhar's there, right? Pallavesha Sridhar's there, Haridas is there, Marikita's there, Jagannatha Pandit, Gadara Pandit, Advaita Nittai, Srivastava, everybody's there. All the intimate followers. Nityaparishas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they're able to see him. Lord Gauranga, Gauranga Sundar, were able to see him eye to eye and ask for their desired benediction or blessing. This is basically just to be help them become Krishna conscious by removing everything in their life that's not Krishna conscious. Asat Sangatyage Vaishnavacharam. Vaishnava behaves in such a way and he arranges his life in such a way that he can get free from asat, that which is unrelated to Krishna. That which is not related to Krishna is asat. Sat is eternal. So anything eternal is related to God. God's name is eternal. God's devotees are eternal. God's dham is eternal. God's philosophy is eternal. God's form is eternal. God's dham is eternal. God's service is eternal. This is sat, sat dham, sat nam. Like the Hindus or the Sikhs, they say sat nam, sati. Sat nam, sati. Yeah. Me and some of my friend, the name is truth or something. Name is truth and your friend, sat nam. So asat sangha means anything which is not eternal. We should, asat sangha tyag, we should not, we should reject it. We should not associate it with anything, any place, any
thoughts which are not eternal, not connected with God. So our parents, our husbands, our wives, they often want to prevent us or present obstacles to us to keep us from going to God. So one can pray to the Lord, because as I said, the Lord is always present. He's ever present. Lord Brahma says in Brahma Samhita that Krishna is in every atom. Every atom is within. I am inside every atom, so Krishna is everywhere to be found, everywhere to be discovered. Search out Krishna and find him everywhere. Below you, above you, around you, surround you, in you, without you. Everywhere is Krishna. So then, therefore, although they were looking directly at Gauranga Sundara, Murari, Sridhar, Haridas, and then he was offering any benedictions, and they were asking, one was asking, he says, someone, Kehabali Morabab. Morabab, Bab means my father, Deyasibar, can you give him some Asibari? Some ashirvad, some blessings, that he, his consciousness, his heart changes. He gets a good heart, chittabala, that his heart becomes good. Let my unfavorable father, my unfavorable wife, husband, let them, their mind become good and favorable, favorable to Krishna, favorable to bhakti, and not create impediments. Kaya bale shishya prati, kaya pucha prati, kaya bharya, kaya vritya, jara jata rati. Kaya bale amara, avka guru bhakti, kaya mata vara mage, jara jay jukti. According to their attachment, various devotees of Mahaprabhu requested benedictions for their disciple, their son, their wives, or their servants. Someone asked Mahaprabhu, may I develop devotion for my spiritual master? As I said, we can ask, we can go in front of a deity of Lord Chaitanya, or just invoke his form in our mind, and offer all these same prayers. Oh, please bless, please help my husband, Lord Chaitanya, become inclined towards Krishna consciousness, and not to put any obstacles before me. My practice of bhakti, or my attempts to go to the holy dham, associate with the devotees. All the time, Lord, and we say that the Lord and his devotees are ATM machines. That means anytime mercy. They're walking ATM machines. They're not fixed in one place with a 24-hour guard. They can have access anytime, any place, anytime mercy. ATM. So this particular devotee was asking for this benediction. Asibari, Ashivari. Amara Guru Bhakti. May I develop devotion for my spiritual master. In this way, they all requested benedictions according to their reasoning and understanding. Someone prayed, Mahaprabhu, for this benediction. Let my disciple, let my son, let my wife and let my servants be eager to serve you. Someone else said, Mahaprabhu, let my propensity to serve the lotus feet of my guru increase more and more. Text 173, chapter 10. Bhakta bhaktya satya kari prabhu vishwambhar asya asya sabak kari dena bhar. Lord Vishwambhar smiled. And he always, of course, makes the words of his devotees come true. Bhakta Bhaktya Satya Kari. That Lord, that Master Vishwambhar, who's covering the universe, Ambara, is covering the universe with his kripa. His mercy is spread throughout the universe. It's accessible for everyone, Vishwambhar. Prabhu Vishwambhar. He's Satya Kari. He does the work. He does the work of making the words of the devotees Satya. Satyam. Ram Satyam Nadimayi. The Lord is smiling. Hasya, hasya. He's smiling, smiling. As he gave benedictions to everyone. Savakari Dena Var. Dainavara means he gave, exceptionally gave. He just showered blessing. He doesn't even have a blessing. No, good dose. Bhakti Bhavatu, Guru Bhakti. Bukunda Achena, Antapatera Bahire, Samukha Haite Shakti, Mukunda Nadare. Mukunda was sitting behind a curtain. He had no strength to come before the Lord. Now, the lights are focused on Mukunda. He's off stage, hiding behind this curtain. Why is he not coming in front of Mahaprabhu? Everyone is there relishing the exchange, the Lord and his devotees. Bhakti, Bhagavan, Prema, Sambandha. But one devotee, Mukunda, is not taking direct part. There's some mystery. Who is Mukunda? What is his problem? Mukunda Sabara Priya Paramahant Palamate Janise Sabara Vitant. Mukunda was a great devotee and dear to everyone. Paramahant Sabriya. He was well conversant with the background of everyone. Niravari Kirtankara Ye Prabhu Shune. Kon jana na buje tadapi dhanda kine. Mahaprabhu would always listen to the kirtan of Mukunda. No one could understand why he was presently being punished. Dhanda kine. Chakureha nahi dake asitena pare dekhiya janmila dukkha sabara antare. Mahaprabhu did not call Mukunda forward, so he could not come. Everyone felt distress on seeing this. Dukkha sabara antare. Everyone in their heart, everyone felt unhappiness and sad in their heart. Lord Chaitanya was calling all the devotees. Even he went to the extent of calling Sridhar, Kulavichar Sridhar, wasn't even there in the assembly. He wasn't even in Srivastava. He was home in his house. Some kilometers away from there. And then Lord Chaitanya says, where is our Sridhar? Oh, he's not here, my Lord. He's home. Oh, immediately someone go collect him. So then as soon as he came, he became the star of the show. So much interaction. Now Mukunda's there, but he's hiding. It's very intriguing and mysterious. What's going on here? Shivas abalena shuna jagatera na Mukunda e aparada karila tamat. Shivas Thakur said, Oh Jagannath, oh Jagatnath, oh Jagatera na, oh Lord of the universe, listen, how has Mukunda offended you? Mukunda ki aparada karila tamat. Ki korbo. What aparada? Mukunda tamara priya. Mosabara Brahma, Kevanai, Dravishuni, Mukundaragan. Shiva said, Mukunda is dear to you, my Lord, and he's the life of all of us. Whose heart does not melt upon hearing Mukunda sing bhajan? Bhakti Parayana Savadike, Savadan, Aparada, Nadekiya, Kara Apaman. Mukunda is so attached to bhakti, and he's always very careful. But without seeing any fault in him, you dishonor him. Jadi aparada thake, thara shastikar, apanara dhase kene, dure parihar. If Mukunda has actually committed an offense, my Lord, then punish him. But why should you neglect your servant? Chumina dakile nare samoke aite, dehuka tamari prabhu, bhala bhala mate. He cannot come before you, my Lord, unless you call him. Oh Lord, please call him so that he can see you. Prabhu Bali. Hena Vakye Kabu Na Valiva. Obe Tara Lagi More Kabu Na Saliva. Do not speak such words again. Don't ever speak to me on behalf of that fellow, Kadalaya Chatilai Purveye Shanila. I beta se haya keyana chanila. You have heard before the saying, sometimes Mukunda take, you've heard this saying before, Srivas? Sometimes he takes a straw in his hands, and sometimes he takes a stick. This common phrase applies to this fellow, yet none of you have recognized him as such. Shani dante chenalai, shani chatti mare, o kara chatti arpeta, na dekhi bevare. Sometimes he takes a straw in his teeth, and sometimes he beats with a stick. Therefore, the straw stick holder cannot see me. In other words, sometimes Mukunda expresses humility with a straw between his teeth, Trinadant. And sometimes he attacks Lord Chaitanya with a stick. Siddhanta Saraswati says that Lord Chaitanya says, sometimes if it suits Mukunda, he becomes my subordinate and a servant. And other times Mukunda blasphemes me. Mukunda is a synthesizer. He identifies himself to what suits him and thus invites his own inauspiciousness. In other words, he's a chameleon lizard type. He changes color when he's with Mayavadis. So yes, Mayavadis is very good. When he's with the devotees, all devotees are very good. So he's a flip-flopper. He's not fixed in this position. Mahavakta Srinivasa Balayara Bhara Vuchite Tamara Shakti Kari Harikara. The expert speaker, Shivas, spoke again to Mahaprabhu. Who is qualified to understand your prowess, your Shakti? Amara Tamukundera Dosha Naidehi Tamara Apayapara Patnatara Shakshi. My Lord, we do not find any fault in Mukunda. Your lotus feet, which award fearlessness, are witness of this fact. Prabhupada, ho beta, jakan jata jai, se matakata kahi tatai shai. Wherever this fellow Mukunda goes, he mingles with the persons there and he speaks like one of them. Vashishta pare jave advaitara songe, Bhakti Jogi Natche Gai Trina Kari Dante. Mahabhu said, when Mukunda studies Yoga Vishishta and Advaita's association, Trina Kari Dante, he takes a straw in his teeth and sings and dances in a devotional mood. Anya Sampradaya Hiya Jakanas Sambhai Nahi Mani Bhakti Jati Maraye Sadai. When he mingles with another sampradaya, he constantly beats me with a stick by not accepting devotional service. When he mingles with Mayavadis, he denies the eternity of bhakti, and he attacks the devotees in a battle of argument. Bhakti haite bharache yeha vakane nirantara jati mori mare se jani. Anyone who explains, or anyone who says like this, like Mukunda says, there is actually something superior to bhakti. Someone says that, he's actually constantly beating me with a stick. Bhakti stani uhara haila aparad eteke uhara haila darashan nabad. Such a person, Mukunda has committed an offense against bhakti. Bhakti stani uhar apara. Therefore, I refuse to see. Those who engage in karma, jnana, yoga, and austerities cannot actually understand the true nature of bhakti. And therefore, they commit aparad at the feet of bhakti devi. Krishna's bhaktas do not give their association to such offenders. Therefore, I cannot tolerate seeing any karmis or mayavadis. outside the room, Mukunda was listening attentively. Mukunda shunaye sabha bahire takiya na paiva darashana shunilena iha. He heard everything from outside, bahire. Mukunda heard that he would not get the Lord's darshan. Now we hear the thinking process of Mukunda. Guru uparode purve namaninun bhakti savajane Mahaprabhu chaitanyara shakti. Mahaprabhu knew that I did not respect bhakti due to the advice of some guru. This is the great potency of Mahaprabhu chaitanya. Actually, due to some instructions that I received from some other sampradaya, I did not actually accept the supremacy of bhakti. This is well known to Mahaprabhu. Krishna bhakti is the energy of Lord Chaitanya, the source of all energies. Therefore, I am an offender. The eternal potency of the pure living entity is bhakti. If someone abandons the propensity to serve the Lord and welcomes other propensities, he certainly commits an offense. Mani chinte mukunda parama bhagavad e deya rakite moranai haya yukat. The Param Bhagavat Mukunda, the exalted devotee Mukunda, thought, I should no longer continue living. Aparari sharira chariva ajiyami tehiva kateka kale iya nahi jani. Today I will give up this offensive body of mine, for I don't know when I will ever get a chance to see the Lord again. Mukunda balena shuna takur shivas kavukide kimu muni bala prabhupash kande mukunda hai achora ma nayane mukundera duke kande bhagavatagan. Mukunda said, listen, Srivas, please ask the Lord when I will be able to see him again. Mukunda started crying incessantly, and all the devotees started crying on seeing the distress of Mukunda. Prabhupale arajari kukti janmahai tabe mora dharashana paiva nishchai. Mahaprabhu said, after millions of births, Mukunda will certainly get my darshan. Shunila nishchaya prapti prabhura shimuke Mukunda sanchita hoila para nande suke paiva paiva bali kari mahanritya premete vibala hoila chaitanya ragritya. When Mukunda heard the Lord's words that he would certainly attain him, he became immersed in spiritual happiness. Sanchita paranande suke. He began to dance enthusiastically while exclaiming, I will attain him, I will attain him. In this way, Chaitanya's servant became overwhelmed in ecstasy. Chaitanya Britya, Prem Bival, became overwhelmed in prem. So he was just to hear that there was some hope, some thread of hope that in a million years that he would get darshan of Lord Chaitanya. That was enough to sustain him, to fill him with joy, paranande, because that means that he would be forgiven. Now he's in a fallen state. He's considered an offender and he's rejected. He cannot have darshan of the Lord right now. But in a million years, he will attain bhagya again. So this means that offense will be worked off after millions of years. So he was remembering the unlimited mercy of Lord Chaitanya, becoming overwhelmed with love of God. Mukunda began to dance enthusiastically. One day he would attain the Lord's darshan. This was the cause of Mukunda's jubilation. Mahanande Mukunda Natriye Sekane Dehibena Hinavakya Shunya Shavane. When he heard the statement, he will see me, Mukunda began to dance in a great happiness. Mukundendekhiya Prabhu hase vishambar agyahayala mukundera anahasatvar. On seeing Mukunda's joyous condition, Lord Vishambar smiled and ordered, bring Mukunda at once. Sakala Vaishnava Dake Aisaha Mukunda Najane Mukunda Kichupayananda. All the Vaishnavas called, come Mukunda! But Mukunda was so happy, he did not know what was happening. Prabhupada, Mukunda Guchila Aparad Aisamare Deka Daraha Prasad. Oh Mukunda, now you are free from your offenses. Come, see me and take my mercy. Prabhura Agyaya Sabe Anila Dariya Padila Mukunda Mahapurusha Dekhiya. By the order of Mahaprabhu, all the devotees brought Mukunda, who fell to the ground on seeing the Lord. Mahapurush. He saw the Lord in his Mahapurush form. Ishvarya. Mahaprakash. Prabhupada Uttu Uttu Mukunda Amara Tilar Deka Aparada Nahika Tumara. Get up, my dear Mukunda. You do not even have a fraction of offense remaining within you. Sangadosha Tumara Sakala Hoyla Chai Torastani Amara Hoyla. The faults of your bad association with Mayavadis and Paschandis are now vanquished. I have been defeated by your love and controlled by you. That you've changed my will. My extraordinary power has been defeated by your love. Forgetting your position as an eternal servant of the Lord, you forgot your constitutional duties as a result of bad association you had at that time. Being affected by bad association, but by the influence of the Lord's eternal devotee association, you have again attained eternal taste for devotion. Koti janmi pai bahina balilami tilar dehi sabata guchayala tumi. I declare that you would achieve me after millions of births, but you have become freed from them within a moment. Avyarta amaravakya tumi sevanila tumi amasarakala ridaye pandila. You are confident that my words are infallible, thus you have captured me in your heart forever. Amaragayana tumi takama sange parihasa patra sange yami kaila range. You are my singer, Amaragayana. And you always reside with me, Amasange. I was joking with you, Parihasapatra, because you were a proper candidate to joke with. Because you're always singing the glories of the Supreme Lord, therefore you always reside with me. You should know I was only joking with you when I said you would see me after a million births. You are most dear to me, so is my nature to joke with you. Mukunda, who is Mukunda in Krishna Leela? I believe Mukunda is Brindadevi. Brindadevi. Satya jari tumi koti aparadakar se sakala mitya tumi mora priya drida. Mukunda, if you actually committed millions of offenses, they would not be considered offenses because you are so dear to me. Mora priya drida. You're very firmly dear to me, strongly dear to me. If a devotee like you commits millions of offenses, those offenses simply cannot remain in you because of your determination and love. Priya and Dridha. Priya, love, Dridha, determination. Bhakti maya tomara sharira mora das tomara jivaya mora nirantara vas. Mukunda, you are my servant, and your body is filled with devotional service. I constantly reside in your tongue. Jivaya mora nirantara vas. Nirantara, there is no end to my residence on your tongue. The bodily limbs of the devotees of the Lord are always inclined towards the service of Krishna. Sri Gaurasundara is not different from his holy names. Because Mukunda was always chanting the glorious names of Gaurasundara, therefore, Gaurasundara constantly resides on the tongue of the Lord. In the eternal realization of Krishna's servants, the propensity for service is always present. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is obliged to constantly live on the tongue of the devotees. Prabhur Ashwasa Shuni Kandaye Mukunda Dikkara Kariya Appanare Balemanda. On hearing Mahaprabhu's words of solace, Mukunda cried profusely, lamented as he condemned himself. Dikkara Kariya. Dikkara, condemning himself. Why? Why did I associate with those Mayavadis? Why did I take their viewpoints? Why did I decry bhakti? Ah, bhakti na mani lamuni, e chara muke, deki leya bhakti shunya ki paiva suke. I am so wretched. I have not accepted devotional service. Since I am devoid of bhakti, how will I become happy by seeing you, my Lord? Devotional service is full of bliss and joy, but I am devoid of that bhakti. So how will I achieve happiness by seeing you? Visharupa tamara dekila Duryodhan jahad deki bhari vedi kare anveshana. Duryodhan saw your universal form, which some people search for throughout the Vedas and try to see. Dekiyo savamshe marila Duryodhan napaila sukha bhakti shunyara karan. My Lord, even after seeing the universal form, Duryodhana along with his family, they were all killed. He did not obtain any happiness from seeing that form of yours because he was devoid of devotional service. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. We see with our heart, right? If your heart is full of bhakti, then you can see. No bhakti. Due to his piety, Duryodhan saw the Lord within the material world. But he did not see the actual form of the Lord, because he considered the Lord material. And he could not become inclined towards the service of the Lord. That's why Duryodhan could not obtain any happiness from devotion. Rather, since he was adverse to the service of the Lord, he was destroyed along with his family as a mark of punishment. So we continue the next class to hear the further confessions and realizations of Mukunda after receiving such a wonderful gift of mercy from Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Sri Vyas Vrindavan Das Thakur ki
jai.
Jai Gaur Vrindavan.
Hare Krishna.